The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio in downtown Redding, your only locally owned, locally operated radio station in the area. Yeah, that's right. Hey, today is June the 12th. 2025, 7:05 in the morning. The news is always brought to you at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here, who just took, because you have Cascade Curations, which you have vintage stuff. You just took a whole truckload of stuff out of, from Linda.
You know, in retrospect, that last, the name is too much of a mouthful. Cascade Curations. I think we're just going to start rebranding CC's. You know, McDonald's is Mickey D's. We're going to go with CC's.
Well, now you got everybody knowing what Cascade Curations is. Now they got to figure out what CC is.
Good point.
CC and Company. I think that was Joe Namath movie from the 60s or 70s or something like that. It did have Ann Margaret in it. So.
Hey, it's National Jerky Day.
National Jerky Day.
And not, okay. Doesn't mean you can be a jerk. It just means...
No, it means National Jerky Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beef jerky, turkey jerky.
No, there's no... I mean, turkey jerky. No. No. I know people that have it, but no. Okay. Anything else? You got it.
National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. So you got jerky, and then you can have peanut butter cookies as a dessert.
Okay. There you go. Jerky and peanut butter cookies, the staff of life.
There you go.
Today, sunny with a high near 94 and a low around 60. Now, if you take a look, wow, Friday is going to be in the 80s. Tomorrow.
Love it.
Whoa. Yes. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday are all going to be in the low 90s and at night in the low 60s. But Tuesday, it's going to be back up to 97. And next Wednesday, they're calling for 101. Mm. So enjoy today, tomorrow, through Monday, and then it starts going back up. And the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends down in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane has been in the business over 30 years, and their third generation of Kenny's running the business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans at this business. They're good people. They're honorable people. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. See, you get to hear it today. And my guest is Chuck Kenny. But you hear that every time we do the news or do the weather.
Yeah, very good.
Well, and good morning, Chuck.
Good morning to you.
Chuck's a good friend. And for a variety of reasons, we come up with great ideas that we say, why don't people in their 30s come up with these ideas? Maybe they don't have the experience. Maybe they just don't want to have to work at that.
Mm.
But you have been going to Vietnam now for how long? How many years?
My first trip, well, I was there in 70, 71.
Well, yes. I mean, that was your first time there. And they sent you home early?
No, one day late.
One day late. Yeah. Okay.
No, your cousin came
home. My cousin came home 6 months earlier.
Quite early,
like
yeah. But, no, I made it through the entire tour. And we were, actually, they were in 1971 reducing the forces over there.
Marines really reduced forces.
And when you got to the replacement center, you just went on the list. First in, first out. They were sending home so many complete units that the 707s that packed in like sardines were all full.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to the replacement center, I actually spent 6 days waiting to get on one of the planes to fly out of the country.
But you were in a relatively safe place?
Well, actually.
Or were you?
Actually, I was in Saigon, just outside of Saigon at the 90th Replacement Company in Long Bend. And we actually flew out of Saigon.
Okay.
The problem is I had been flying scout helicopters east of there, about 50 miles from there over to the coast, for the last 4 months. Okay. And had received fire from many places in that area. So when our plane took off, either he was trying to fly under artillery or he was a cowboy, whatever the case may be, seemed to me like we were flying at about 1,500 feet. Well, the effective small arms range shooting up is 1,500 feet elevation. So it we flew for probably 15 or 20 minutes at a very low altitude over an area where I had been shot at many times. And so I was ready to get my stand up and put my feet in the seat, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're here, you're on the Liberty Bird,
yeah.
And you start getting, you know, you start taking rounds through the bottom of the aircraft.
Yeah, made me nervous.
When we left Baghdad out of the airport there, he takes off at a low altitude, and we're coming in back, and, I mean, he's jinking it all over, and I'm thinking, well, I mean, Baghdad was not safe at that point in 03. At least at that point, probably still not safe. And then we're coming into another one and he's popping flares off a C-130. And I'm like, ooh, no, quit popping flares. I thought we were just going to kind of leave and fly someplace and we can get into a real aircraft and No, we took the scenic route and picked up a couple more groups and, anyway, so, yeah, I know. Nobody, having rounds come through the bottom of your helicopter is just not, you know. Anyway.
Not conducive to good health. Yeah.
That was back then. And then you, fast forward.
So in 2009,
mm-hmm.
I received something from the Vietnam Helicopter Pilot Association about, in fact, the title was Rotorhead's Return, which a rotorhead was a helicopter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And they returned. So I said, well, I can go back to Vietnam with a bunch of other pilots, and we can commiserate and talk about the good old times. Or
Maybe some closure there for some of them.
So I just went as a tourist. I wanted to see what does a country look like now. Well, unbeknownst to me, I was traveling with the Medal of Honor recipient, Mike Sprayberry, from 1968.
Right.
He received the medal for rescuing a platoon of infantrymen that had been cut off, many of them killed, many of them wounded. And so he went in and on about a 7-hour insertion on the ground, essentially fighting his way up to their location. Excuse me. And then he actually brought them out in the dark of night, and it was monsoon, I believe, and so no stars, no lights of any sort. In fact, at one point, he walked within about 4 feet of a couple of Vietnamese soldiers, and they did not know that he was an American. So after rescuing them, he was, in fact, awarded the MOH Medal of Honor. And
there was a lot more to it. I mean, you're making it.
That's a quick note.
But there was, but there was a lot more to it.
Right.
It was quite the endeavor there.
Oh my goodness! So he, in fact, went back in '68 because they left three of the guys that they went in to save that were actually dead in the middle of the road and probably within 20 feet of them. They could not see them.
Wow.
The guys that they were rescuing were wounded enough and doped up enough, they had to get them out of there. And so they did not know that they had left three guys. So they wanted to go back within a couple of days and get our guys like we say we do.
Yeah.
But they did not have the support. The area. Excuse me. Too early in the morning, I guess. But they did not have the support to go in and do it. So they pulled out, and Mike figured that, you know, the guys had eventually been recovered, and he never thought about it until 1980. He found out that there were three MIAs from that battle still out there. So he was going back beginning when Vietnam actually opened it up for vets or Americans to come in. And so he started going back somewhere around 2005, 2006. And then I went with him in 2009, and I was.
And
on
you
the
met him
at the airport. Had never met him before.
Okay, and you he wasn't a helicopter pilot.
No. He was an infantryman. Yeah.
Okay, so but you heard about it through your AirCav
magazine, right?
Magazine. Okay, yeah. Got it. Okay,
so that's how I heard about the trip.
Now we're going to take a quick break right here, and we'll be right back, and we're going to get into your first trip, and then you're here for a great reason.
Yeah.
So we'll be getting to that. So, but you got to hear how you got to hear the story here. Okay, it's 7:15 in the morning, and it's about 69 degrees. And on my computer, get this, rainy days ahead. It says it right here. Obviously, they're in a different state. Why is it on my computer, though? Okay, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micromania returns for an action-packed event at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, June 14th. Tickets for this micro event start at $15 plus fees and include $10 in free slot play. This high-flying event for those under 5 feet tall sells out fast. Get your tickets today before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
you're going to be hearing a lot of Beach Boy music today. Brian Wilson, founder of the Beach Boys and a musical genius, passed yesterday, maybe the day before. And I'm here with Chuck Kenny, who was a good friend of mine, and both of us from that era. I mean, Beach Boys were huge.
I saw the Beach Boys live in Santa Maria the summer of 1963.
I saw them in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, my goodness.
Back in about that same time. And then down in San Diego, this was back in the early 2000s. So it wasn't the Beach Boys, but it still had Mike Love and maybe one other in there. And then, you know, as long as I guess you have one Beach Boy, you can be called the Beach Boys. And it was in San Diego, and we attended it in an electric boat, little electric, you know, dinghy. Because everybody could just come up that way, or you could buy tickets and sit in front for a lot of money, or you could just, we all just came in on the water off our boats. So,
Carl, I got to say this. You guys both look like you could be in the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah. That's us.
For the listeners out there.
Why, we look that old?
No, I mean just the look, you know.
I have not changed my
hairstyle. The Beach Boy look.
I have not changed my hairstyle.
That's us. Hey, I'm here with Chuck Kenny, who told how he started his trips over to Vietnam. And so that first trip in 2009. And you met
Mike Sprayberry
at the airport.
And
how many others went?
There were about 12 on that first trip. In fact, I meant to bring you a video. They made a movie about that return trip.
Oh, wow.
It actually aired on the military channel about 4 times and won many awards. Essentially talking about the Medal of Honor recipient going back, trying to finish the job.
Right.
That he, you know, had done as far as saving those. But he wanted to finish it by bringing home.
And that was why he went back.
That was the reason.
That was the original one, is go back and try and find those 3.
And now he has become known for doing that. And every time we have gone for the last, well, I've gone now 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we've gone, a different unit will get a hold of him and say, hey, while you're there, why don't you go look at this GPS location because we lost an aircraft. Usually it's aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
If they're talking about individuals, you know.
That's very difficult.
Very difficult. But in fact, he's got a list of things. Right now he's looking for 2 Chinooks in addition to what we just found on this last trip.
Well, okay. So you started there in 2009, and you've gone back 7 times.
Right.
And so this is not a sightseeing trip.
No. No, in fact, in 2009, they actually invited me to go, and they were all the infantrymen from that combat situation in 1968.
Wow.
So all these guys, it was their first time back, but they were actually going to the battle site where they may have been wounded. A couple of them had been wounded there, and a couple of the others were there but had not been wounded. But We went back looking for those infantry guys. But while we were there, there was a Loach helicopter that flew in from Bravo Troop 1st of the 9th of the 1st Cavalry Division, which, by the way, was the same unit that I flew for in 1970 and 71.
Mm-hmm.
This is 1968. After they had actually rescued the infantry guys, they found out that they had left those three. So the helicopter flew in, and for a scout pilot, he said, well, hey, you want your boys back, don't you? Well, yeah. They took off and flew up there, and within about a minute, he was shot down, and the three crew members from that light observation helicopter, Loach, the three crew members were lost there, and they could not get in and recover them.
Wow.
So now, within half mile of two different locations, there are now six MIAs. So, while we were there looking for Mike's infantry guys, I say looking for, we're just looking for at the terrain and where they could have possibly been expediently buried on the battlefield.
And that happened. If there were, shell holes, bomb craters, whatever, they would bury them.
And it was not the Americans that would do that.
No.
It was the North Vietnamese. And the reason being, you don't want to leave that decaying body on the battlefield with disease and smell and everything else.
Yeah.
So if there was a convenient bomb crater, they would dump them in there and kick dirt on them and get them off the battlefield. So that's what we were looking for there. But Mike said, along with his other crew, hey, there was a helicopter that crashed just right around the next valley over there. Why don't we go over there and take a look around? So we drove our nice air-conditioned Mercedes 15-passenger van over there. You know, it was like when you and I were over in combat. You know, it was all that comfortable
stuff. It was all like that.
So we drove up there. We drove up there and got out of the van and slid down a very, very, and had already begun to plant it in banana trees and manioc and whatever else they could grow. It's subsistence living for those people.
Sure.
So we slid down this hill and come to a flat area and started picking up parts to that aircraft.
Wow.
And, in fact, we picked up the zipper on one of the flak jackets where you zip your flak jacket together in front.
Yeah.
We picked up the corner of the zipper with a little tab on it. So, and I was walking along and kicked what I thought was a piece of soggy cardboard. And you need to understand that on the Loach helicopter that I flew, and these guys, the guys that we were looking for here, flew, they hand laid the fiberglass air intake under the rotor head up on top. And it had a very unique shape. And what we did in the 1st of the 9th of the 1st Cav, we would paint a yellow square for Bravo Troop. Charlie Troop had a circle, and Alpha Troop had a triangle. And it was painted in yellow, inside a yellow square, circle, or triangle. And we would brazenly write our call sign. And my call sign was Sabre 1-4. So we would put our number on our assigned bird. So I'm walking along, and I kicked what I thought was a piece of soggy cardboard. No, it was part of that inlay, that fiberglass hand-laid air intake. And I reached down and picked it up and turned it over. And on what I was holding in my hand was a corner of the yellow square.
And this was in 2009?
This was in 2009.
Okay.
So we now have absolute positive ID of the bird we're looking for. This
right
is the crash site. So we turned that into the Department of Defense, MIA POW Accounting Command, and they put it on a list. There were 3,600 MIAs at the end of the Vietnam War. We are now under 900 that may have been recovered.
Now, and I think we talked about this before, but I'm not sure. I know you and I have talked about it.
Right.
I did not realize what an effort the Department of Defense is still making. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He specializes in workers' compensation, and he knows what he's doing. Patrick Gorman, another veteran, also former law enforcement, went to law school. Workers' injuries can be life-changing for you and your family if you're not getting the treatment that you deserve. that you rate, then you need somebody to help you, and that's going to be Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're only going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to, you know, paralegals or whatever. It'll be Patrick Gorman. Patrick's been doing this for a while and has built himself over the last few years the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right there in Palisadro. Give him a call. He's going to fight for you. If you know what, he is going to take care of you and make sure that you get what you deserve out there in workers' compensation. Help your family, help you. 530-262-2168 today. His website is GormanLaw.com. We'll be right back with Chuck Kenney.
Don't miss Memory Lane's Timeless Treasures parking lot sale this Saturday. Rock bottom prices in the parking lot and 10, 20, up to 50% off in different areas in the store. Antiques, furniture, military, hunting and fishing, jewelry, home decor, clothing, knives, lamps, and so much more. Saturday the 14th, 9 to 2 at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. You'll love it.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Saddle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I wish that every kiss was
never ending.
Beach Boys, Brian Wilson passed. 82 degrees. I mean, this guy was a genius and tortured. A tortured guy. I mean, mental health problems, drug problems. But my gosh, could he write music? And it was so different than anything else that, you know, their harmonies and all these things. So, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Then Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And I'm here with one of my favorite people, Chuck Kenny, Vietnam veteran, helicopter pilot, but he's gone back like eight times.
Seven times.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's your eighth time you've been there though.
That is true. Yeah.
Looking for MIAs. He told just about his first time there that he actually identified a site where a helicopter, an Army helicopter had gone down looking for three other MIAs. Right. And people don't realize that Marines would throw a company and more back into recover bodies. And I read a book by a Navy doctor who worked in, you know, the upfront forward hospitals, and he could not understand that. He said there's two dead guys they left back there, and now we've got two more dead guys, 10 wounded, because they were not going to leave them. And it was kind of like, yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Yeah. But it does happen, because in the heat of battle, especially if you're in a jungle terrain and all this, somebody may get left behind that was killed, and nobody could get to them at that point, and then coming back later, which is what you're doing. Yeah. So, you found that one, and that kind of probably, did that kind of like torque you up a little bit? I mean, you got
it
like,
brr. Yeah, it did. But we found that in 09, they were not, because they had this long list of other digs that right. they were going to, you know, get to eventually. It was 2019 before they actually started the dig on this one.
Wow.
And
now,
and
the government, DOD, I always thought that it was you and Mike and maybe a few other guys and a bunch of Vietnamese. I didn't realize until we had breakfast the other day that DOD has a team that goes in with you.
They do.
I just never even thought about it.
Well, they don't go in with us. In fact, they don't want us on the site because they would be responsible for any medical issues that us old guys would have out there. So they really don't like it when we are out there. But we're on our own dime. We're tourists. We can go
anywhere we want.
Except in that country, we still have to go with a guy who is authorized to be out there. They really don't want a lot of traffic, although they're getting more and more in those indigenous areas.
Yeah.
They want them to be able to maintain their culture, et cetera.
Right.
But now they've got colored TVs out there, so that they're going to lose a lot of that.
As soon as they start watching MTV, their whole lives are going to change.
Exactly.
But you've got a medic out there. You've got an EOD guy, which is
extremely important.
Last
year they uncovered a 40-millimeter a grenade that was launched through what we called a chunker.
Yeah.
And essentially a big shotgun that could shoot a grenade, you know, 50, 60 yards instead of just throwing it. They found one that had they hit it with a pick, they'd have blown up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so let's kind of like fast forward.
Okay.
So is this Loach that you went to? Because you went to other places besides this one.
Right.
But this is the one you finally went back to, and
we've essentially gone back to this location, checking on the progress of any new digs for the infantry guys.
Yeah.
But we have been going back to this one now for the last two or three trips, because they actually got the excavation open on this Loach.
And by the way, this is like an archaeological dig.
Exactly. They put grids out and they take it down, 3 to 6 inches at a time. And I've got pictures where they've got all these different levels and they're digging a 6x6 area and it's down 6 inches and then they bring the one next to it down. So it's an archaeological
dig. And this is a large area. This isn't the size of this office.
Yeah. No, it's
a large area. Okay. So, This last time.
So
let's talk about
the team was there in March. We got there 18th of April, went to the dig site, and there's all kinds, since even last year, there's all kinds of new ground been opened up. And so we're looking around, and they had actually, normally they just do dry sifting, where they pick the locals, dig the dirt, carry it in 5-gallon buckets over to these sifting trays, and they go through it. Well, we got an unofficial report that they had recovered a white tooth, they called it, essentially a front tooth and a gold crown. But we got back in the USA on April 28th. On May 5th, the younger brother.
That was this year.
Right.
Okay.
The younger brother of one of the crew members that we're looking for actually went with us last year out to the dig site, and he had his moment with his brother out there, and we let him, we stayed out of the way while he did that. He went back with it with us this year. He also did 20 years in the reserves and the Army and has done his part, but that makes him like 18 to 20 years younger than us, so he can troop up and down those hills like crazy.
Hey, run up there and get us an iced tea. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay.
But he was with us this year. When we got back April 28th, he received a notification from the Department of Defense, MIA Accounting Command. They had actually found, they have recovered, an identifiable set of remains for his brother.
Wow.
So we've been... he's been out there since 1971. We've been looking since 2009. And
so they found a tooth and through DNA and all that.
Well,
kind of
they found more than that because the tooth would have not,
been enough. Okay.
So they found more than that. We don't have details on that. The department,
but they found enough.
They found enough that they officially declared he was recovered.
Wow.
So we got two more guys.
Now, how did, two more guys.
Well, the two more crew members.
Two more guys you're looking for. So
pilot.
They've got to probably be right around there, I would think.
They're going back in September.
Now,
what we don't know is we know that this one brother's brother, his remains were recovered. It could be that the other two were also, and we just have not heard from the family members of the other two.
Oh, okay.
However, it is on the schedule for them to go back.
It just makes sense if they found one, they probably put them all together.
It, that could well be the case.
Yeah, and the other thing too is when you're dealing with the villages up there, I mean, most of those people have since passed.
Yes,
but they remember the stories
exactly,
but you found something else there that we're going to talk about right after this break. Wait till you hear what he found up there, my friends. I'm here with Chuck Kenny. He and Judy, of course, own Shasta Gas Propane, even though they kind of like, they've got three generations of Kenny's running this thing. So I've seen your truck out there because I drive by every so often. I see your truck out there. You're still out there.
I go down and kick up a little dust.
Yeah,
I just soon I not come down.
Yeah,
honestly.
Well, all right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blast and go cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a fever away.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many. to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free spot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final draw. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today. Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, we're playing Beach Boy music today, and we will the rest of the morning. Brian Wilson passed away, the founder of the Beach Boys. And I'm here with Chuck Kenny, founder of Shasta Gas Propane, and a former Wrangler, he was telling me about. He was a Wrangler at a camp. And, we talk horses and weird things horses do. But Chuck has been going back to Vietnam since 2009.
Right.
And they've been looking for MIAs. At one time there were over 3,600
right.
MIAs.
Right.
And that number is down to less than 900 now since the war has ended. And in this last trip, they discovered the remains of one of the members of a helicopter crew that were killed, was killed in 1971.
No, actually, that was 68.
I was going to say 60. Yeah. I thought that's what you'd said because that's when Sprayberry went in.
Right.
And then, and through God's great works, his brother, who was 2 years old when he was killed, was with you.
Yeah.
And was able to go to the site where his brother had been killed. And
so actually they notified us after we got back. We just went to the site, you know, to see any progress on the dig, and it had doubled in size.
Right, right.
And so when we got back, he received official notification from the Department of Defense MIA Accounting Command, missing in action, MIA. He received official notification that his brother's remains had been discovered.
And they're going to be shipping them back so then they can bury him.
He will have a full military funeral.
Yes, he will.
They may put on a full uniform and put those remains inside the uniform, medals, name tag.
Yeah, people don't realize it when I've been involved in that in casualties that they have a complete uniform, including shoes.
Yeah.
And their cover. And one of the things that we're instructed to do is pop that thing open, make sure everything's in there, because you never can tell.
Yeah.
But their medals, everything, and then we seal it. And for their internment with honor, military honors. Now you found something else too.
Okay, so on another trip, we are looking for a second light observation helicopter that was shot down in 1971.
Okay.
And this is about 20 miles away from this first discovery site. So we've been going back to this village for probably 5 or 6 years. And it's got a little creek that runs down alongside it. And so the report was that aircraft was lost in this area. The Department of Defense MIA Accounting Command only have the reports, after-action reports, from 1968, 65, 70, two or three, whenever they were lost. And so the maps are slightly different today compared to GPS stuff. And so
exact locations are hard to pinpoint because you're getting shot at.
Exactly.
You see something go by, something going down. Yep.
So this guy was lost in 1971, he and his observer. And his aircraft was outfitted with a minigun machine gun. The unit I flew for, we actually had three crew members. This unit that he was flying for only flew two people with the minigun on the Little Bird. So we've been going to this village for 5 years now, and we finally advised the people. The U.S. government learned early on, you don't really tell people there's going to be a reward if they find something, because they are intelligent enough to know, hey, I have something in my backyard here, and if you pay me, you can come and dig. So the government, U.S. government, was doing some of that and figured out people were just taking advantage of that and not finding anything. So the U.S. government, by policy, does not offer rewards for information. Our Vietnamese tour guide, however, has told some of these places that we go, and we have a good idea that there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
He's told them, if you find something that has to do with an American aircraft or something, we will pay for the information. So we go this year, and we are at this little village. And when we get in, our tour guide told us on the phone the day early, he said, I got a big surprise for you guys. Okay, well, we don't know what it is, but we're excited about it. So we get to the village. And one of the local villagers, they had had a flood, a flash flood, November of last year. And the creek that runs down alongside this village was way high. And so a couple days later, the local villager walked down to the creek to see what things look like now. And unbelievably, really, there was laying there in the creek a minigun that came off of that aircraft that we're looking for.
The barrel.
The six barrel.
And with the serial number.
With the serial number on it, so we are able to tie that directly to that Little Bird helicopter, helicopter.
So it's got to be around there someplace.
It's around there somewhere. And the benefit to knowing that is the report from way back in 1975 to 80, somewhere in there, when the U.S. government was actually looking more aggressively for some of these MIAs before the information got too old or the locals died. The report was that pilot was buried in a cave right there somewhere alongside the creek. So if we've got the crash site, now they'll go in and actually, and we have tried to get down to some of those caves. We know where one is, but the bamboo that is anywhere from 2 to 6, 8 inches in diameter and, you know, 40 or 50 feet tall, there's a big blowdown. you can't even hack your way through to get to this cave. So what will happen there is the U.S. government will pay the locals to actually burn off some of that slash, and actually it'll be a benefit to them because they don't have to clean it all out by hand, and they can go and plant banana trees and food products, and the U.S. government will be able to access that cave.
Chuck, I need to ask you this. We've got like 4.5 minutes left. Why do you do this? Why did you do this?
Well, first time I just went to be a tourist and see what it was
like. Right.
One of the reasons I do this is that on my first trip over, and on a subsequent trip, I'll tell the second time it happened. We were at Quezon, where the Marines had been under siege. Now it's an outdoor museum, and so you go there and you see some of the blown up tanks and armored personnel carriers and whatnot. But while we were there, my wife and I were standing next to this Huey helicopter. And I said, hey, take a picture of me next to the helicopter. And so she's taking a picture, and we hear this trilly whistle, like a coach's whistle. And we look around, and there's a Vietnamese tour group there with 20 to 30 North Vietnamese retired officers. They got the scrambled eggs on their hat. They got medals from their lapel all the way down to their belt. These guys were high-powered officers during the Vietnam War. I told my wife, hey, let's go over here in the shade somewhere because I'm not interested in round two of this deal, you know? And so we are trying to gently walk away and not be too obvious. And our Vietnamese tour guide says, hey, I've got to the other tour group. He says to them, hey, I've got 3 American GIs here on tour. And oh, my goodness, it was family reunion. They come over, they're hugging us. Every one of them has to shake our hand. Every one of them has to get their picture taken with us. That was one of the greatest things for my heart and my head that I've ever experienced, other than my wife and my birth of my kids. I'm telling you, that turned my attitude around.
Wow.
So why do I go back? Why have I done that? Because there is no animosity now between at least the southern Vietnamese, you know, the ones that lived in South Vietnam. They love it when we come over there. Just bring your tourist dollars and come on, and they roll out the red carpet.
No, Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City now, is a, my in-laws went there.
Yeah.
And they had a very nice experience there in Vietnam.
It's absolutely
not
gorgeous.
Not Cambodia. They hit Cambodia and they said they'll never go back again. Yeah. So, you know, Chuck, thank you so much for what you do. I mean, you do it out of love. And you do out of sense of service.
Yeah.
But it didn't surprise me a bit
about you. Well, I have to tell you that I'm 78 years old, and this trip was really hard on me, and I'm not sure how many more I have in me. I told Mike Sprayberry, I said, Brother Mike, if you go back, I got your back. I'll come along. But at this point, he and I are both questioning whether we need to do that anymore.
Well, maybe you've handed it off to that younger soldier who found his brother's remains.
He's really interested in continuing that.
And you know what? I am happy to hear, I'm gratified to hear, is our government is still over there after all this time. They are still looking and they are still finding.
That's exactly right.
And our appreciation also goes out to the Vietnamese government.
Yeah, they're helping.
For assisting in this.
Yeah.
So, thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share.
For
my Vietnam vet buddies, I have tried to encourage them, go back. It'll be good for you.
I wish that rocket could have gotten back there. Yeah. It might have put him at ease toward the end of his life.
Yeah.
And because he wasn't. Yeah. And he, of course, you know, being medevac the way he was.
Right.
He never left Vietnam.
Right.
He never left Vietnam. And maybe he needed to go back. And this would have been a way for him to do it.
Exactly.
You know, Agent Orange got him. As it continues to keep on giving to our Vietnam veterans.
Well, I've had prostate cancer twice, and the Lord has healed me twice along with the doctors at the VA, which
the VA.
I appreciate very much.
Yeah, I'm hearing things. You know, I'm reading a lot on the VA. You know, they're cutting jobs in this, but they're also are declaring that money, it got a bigger budget this year than it ever has.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the health of the veterans. We'll see what goes on there.
Right.
And, but yeah, I've never had bad treatment there.
Me neither.
Ever.
Me neither.
Anyway, you take care, my friend. God bless.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Okay, after the news, we're going to have Simpson University here and their undergraduate dean and a couple other people. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An aviation disaster in India, apparently no survivors.
An Air India passenger plane with over 240 people on board has crashed Thursday in India's northwestern city of Ahmedabad, according to the airline and local media. Local Moham Nakum filmed the smoke billowing from the crash site near the airport in Ahmedabad, as onlookers watched on in shock.
Correspondent Karen Chama says Boeing 787 crashed minutes after takeoff. Air India flight AI-171 was bound for London's Gatwick Airport. The UN's Atomic Monitor has officially declared Iran out of compliance with its nuclear obligations. In response, Iran says it's going to commission another uranium enrichment facility. That's fueling speculation that Israel is preparing to attack Iran's nuclear sites, the U.S. evacuating non-essential personnel from parts of the Mideast. Federal court hearing on tap today on whether the Trump administration can use the National Guard and the Marines to assist with immigration enforcement in Los Angeles.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has filed an emergency motion. He's requesting the court's intervention after President Trump ordered the deployment of National Guard members and Marines to Los Angeles. The administration took this step in response to protests over increased immigration enforcement. The hearing is scheduled for this Thursday afternoon in the federal court in San Francisco.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The rowdy demonstrations that started in Los Angeles have spread to other cities, and taking no chances that things could spin out of control, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has already deployed the National Guard across his state. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down about 14 points, while the Nasdaq trading 47 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Republicans extend their winning streak to 5 at the congressional baseball game.
Democrats just can't seem to catch a break these days, especially on the baseball diamond. For the 5th year in a row, Republicans won the annual congressional baseball game, beating the Democrats 13-2. The red team kept it to business as usual, starting Representative Greg Stubbe of Florida on the mound for his 6th consecutive outing. Democrats shook things up a bit from last year, choosing Pennsylvania's Chris DeLuzzo instead of California's Pete Aguilar to lead things off. In total, the event raised more than $2.81 million, a significant bump from last year's $2.2 million. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A team of about 60 researchers spending 6 weeks in the Great Plains chasing hail. First-of-its-kind giant science project could eventually help better forecast an underappreciated weather hazard that costs the United States about $10 billion a year in damage to cars, roofs, and agriculture. News and analysis, townhall.com. In Arkansas, it's controversy over the Decalogue.
7 families have filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's requirement that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. The families filed the lawsuit Wednesday in federal court challenging the law, which is set to take effect in August. The law was signed in April by Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It mirrors a similar law enacted in Louisiana and another measure that Texas's governor has said he will sign. Keith Peters, Washington.
Echoing yesterday's report on consumer prices, today's readout on prices at the wholesale level shows that inflation did remain mild last month. The producer price index rose just 2.6% in May. This was despite all of the gloom and doom predictions about what the Trump tariffs would do to prices. Apparently, those tariffs have done little, if anything, to impact prices in the U.S. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Thanks for waking up with us today and getting ready to go to work. Listening to us on the way to work, listening to us at work, sneaking it in. Hey, good morning. It's Thursday, the 12th of June, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Davey Mikey is here. Daddy.
Good morning.
National Jerky Day and National, what?
It's also National Peanut Butter Cookie Day.
Uh-huh.
And National Loving Day.
Loving.
It's got a picture of a family. I'm thinking, yeah.
Well, that's good because we had somebody who was on. Just on with Chuck Kenny talking about love for his fellow servicemen, and we're going to have Simpson University on, which is all about love. So, how appropriate. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. That'll feed you into our massive number of phones in our phone bank. Today, sunny with a high near 94. So it's getting a little bit cooler. Tomorrow, get this, 89. Whoa, gosh, it's going to be. And in the evening, around 60 degrees. Whoa. You know, I love that. Friday, Saturday, 90. Sunday, 92. Monday, 92. And then it starts getting hotter again. Next Tuesday, they're forecasting 97. And on Wednesday, triple digits, 101 degrees. Whoa. So enjoy this weekend. It's going to be cooler. Get all that work done early in the morning. Get those horses ridden. So that when you come back, not only I've come back and not only washed the horse off, but then just turn the hose on me too. And it's been that hot out sometimes. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Chuck Kenny, the founder, he and his wife Judy was just on. We're talking about MIAs. And it is into their third generation of Kenny's running that family. Over 30 years of great service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Jordan Newell, who is the Assistant Director of Traditional Undergraduate Admissions. Good morning.
Morning, morning. Thanks for having me.
He looks like he's, after I've had Chuck in here, Chuck and I are in here, you look like you're still going to high school. I'm sorry.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. That's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
It is a compliment. Although I do have a kid, actually, so I'm a little older than high school, but,
Well, hey, Jordan, tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
For sure. I'm actually a local of Mississippi. A lot of people in Northern California haven't been to Mississippi, but came to California about 4 years ago.
Wait a minute. Wait. No, you're not getting out of it that easy, buddy. What part of Mississippi?
Jackson. So I'm a suburb of Jackson. Yeah.
So one of the major cities in Mississippi. Sure. Do you have electricity?
We do have electricity.
Okay, now I had to ask that.
Yes, we do. Okay. We do wear shoes, all the stereotypes.
Dirt floor.
Throw them out the window.
You know, Mississippi is probably one of the best places to retire to because of the cost of living there. It's really, really quite inexpensive. However, you do have, now and then, humidity.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
And maybe your dog gets taken by an alligator. I don't know. Do you have alligators?
Yeah, in certain parts. In certain parts
down
yeah.
there. Yeah. Okay. You know, Mississippi, I've driven through Mississippi many times on my way to other places. But I have a friend, another Marine. Haven't seen him in decades now. But when he retired, he told me he was moving back to Mississippi. He was from Mississippi. He says, I'm moving back home. I said, okay. And I said, why Mississippi? I mean, it's your home, so I understand that. And he goes, because after I retire, he retired, I think, as a lieutenant colonel or something like that. He says, I'm not going to have to do another thing the rest of my life except fish and hunt and, because I can live well on my my retirement. And I thought that was interesting because there's states out there that you could do that in. Not
yeah.
California, but in other states. Okay. So you're from Mississippi, from Jackson, but what happened after that?
Yeah, a lot of things happened that I've lived I would say a crazy life in the past 5-6 years. Me and my wife lived in multiple different places, including living in Greece for about 3 years, the country of Greece, working for a anti-trafficking organization there, and kind of
anti-sex trafficking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. How'd you get into that?
Yeah. So the college that I went to back in Mississippi had a philanthropy, and so a lot of people knew about this organization that we were willing to work for, and the founder of the organization is from my hometown.
What's the organization?
And it's called the Hard Places Community, a small organization.
Heart.
The Hard Places Community.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're based in here in America, as well as Cambodia, Madagascar, Greece. And with some other bases launching here pretty soon. But so we started working for the Hard Places Community and lived in Greece for about 2.5-3 years there, working with refugees from the Middle East, and eventually came out here to Reading to be connected with the board of the organization named Jim Bailey. He's a local pastor here.
We did a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was it last?
The Crab Feed.
The Crab Feed.
You got it.
Yeah. And that was that part of this organization?
It was, yes. Coach
and
Grindel.
You all, mm-hmm. yeah, Coach, went out there and rescued. I mean, there's been, and they were in Cambodia?
Correct.
Was it Cambodia or Thailand?
Yeah, it was Cambodia.
Cambodia. Mm-hmm. And rescued young girls that mm-hmm. That they had been sold into the sex trade and all this. So, okay, so that's how, so I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
yeah.
I know I've heard of this thing. Yeah, and that was a fundraiser that I hope did a lot of good.
Yeah, no, it did a lot of good for the community as well as here in Reading as well as overseas.
Plus,
yeah.
yeah, part of that money stayed right here because we do have sex trafficking
100%.
Right here. And it's hard to believe, but in Reading. Okay, so then how'd you get associated with Simpson?
Yeah, so, I mean, when me and my wife moved to Reading, I had to pay the bills, right? And I was looking for a place that would not only pay for the bills, but also be a place where I could be mentored and learn how to grow spiritually, and a place that I felt a lot of purpose in. And for me, I felt a lot of purpose in bringing students to a Christian college, something I believe in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied to work at Simpson, got the job, and been working there ever since.
Okay. What a good story that is,
yeah.
Justin. Thank you for going out there and putting yourself on the Jordan. I'm sorry,
no, you're good.
Jordan, for putting yourself out in the line, because I'm sure there were times out there that you were in danger if you're going to go out there and try and help people.
For sure, yeah. There are definitely some times that you would not run into in a normal American street, maybe here in Reading or back in Mississippi, but
yeah.
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Hey, we're here with Jordan Newell. He's the Assistant Director of Traditional Undergraduate Admissions. We're going to talk about that when we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the only jewelry store that Linda and I go to, especially Linda. Why? Well, for one thing, it's been here established 30 years. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, stone cutters, jewelry designers right there that can build the jewelry, a fantastic selection of jewelry at very fair prices. And, gosh, they've been voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. So I think you should really go down. If you're thinking about getting some jewelry or anything, like, you know, getting a watch repaired, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Good people. Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard. Okay, we'll be right back with Jordan Newell from Simpson University. All those people.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micromania returns for an action-packed event at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, June 14th. Tickets for this micro event start at $15 plus fees and include $10 in free slot play. This high-flying event for those under 5 feet tall sells out fast. Get your tickets today before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Beach Boys! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has so many procedures, new procedures they're doing, so you do not have to travel 3 or 4 hours each way to get something done as simple as the TAVR valve replacement, where they go in and replace the valve in your heart. They used to have to open your chest up. Now they run it through an artery. It goes in and replaces the valve, and they keep you overnight, and you go home the next day. And I know people who have had it. My next-door neighbor had it. And, no, he didn't go out and run a marathon the next day. But he is now back up to his 5 or 6 miles of walking. And you can have it done right here. They've had hundreds and hundreds of local procedures to have a valve replacement, and it's worked. And it's been a huge success at Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com. I'm here with Simpson University and Jordan Newell, who is the Assistant Director of Traditional Undergraduate Studies. What's that? Traditional Undergraduate Studies,
yeah,
as opposed
question.
To non-traditional?
Great question. So traditional undergraduate is basically meaning your traditional type of college student, normally in the age range of 18 to 22, who comes to Simpson in 10 classes during the day. So that's what I'm the director of in the admissions department, but we also have a non-traditional, which would include all of our graduate programs as well as our degree completion program and our Tozer Seminary as well.
Okay. Because you do, you're doing like recruiting and all this, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I think it's important for people to know is tell us about the success rate out at Simpson.
100%. So, one of the things that people don't know, even in the local community, is that over the past 5 years, Simpson has grown by over 25%. And
now, wait a minute. Now, this is when traditional colleges and universities, mm-hmm. enrollment has dropped in very well-known big ones, but also several, I won't say many, but several of the smaller colleges and universities have just shut down.
Yes,
and Simpson
exactly.
has grown 25% over mm-hmm. the last 5 years.
Yeah, we've seen about one college shut down a month for the past 2 or 3 years.
Oh, okay, it's been that
mm-hmm.
many.
Yes,
I know there's
fun.
One up in Oregon that it shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. And because less people are going to colleges, or the number of people, of course, has dropped.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a variety of reasons you
yeah.
can account it to. I mean, obviously, let's just take California, for example. We know that it's normally a high cost of living. So for a lot of people in the state of California, especially attending a private university, can be expensive for some families, but we at Simpson have made opportunities for these types of families and to try to make it as affordable as possible.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that briefing a couple of times, and I was surprised to see how a person can go through Simpson, a private university, small classes, great instructors, and come out owing little or none at the end of their 4 years.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. And I think one of the newest things I'd love to tell people about today is our North State Promise. You may have seen it on a couple of advertisements.
Yeah.
But basically, this is a scholarship that we have set up for local junior college graduates to get 50% off at Simpson.
Right.
So that's about $20,000 a year if you per year. And then if they also qualify for things such as Pell Grant and Cal Grant in that same year, that yearly cost is only going to be around $4,000. And so when you have that type of bill, students are able to graduate and not be in a ton of debt when they go into their career.
Absolutely. And they can work and work during the summer and all those things. I worked during the summer to make money to pay my bills when I went to college. My parents paid my tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And when I lived in a dorm, they paid for the dorm. And I just made the money to be able to, you know, have spending money and that kind of stuff. But it's tougher now. I mean, with the cost of everything going up, it's just tougher.
Yeah.
So it's good to see that this promise, and what's it called?
North State Promise.
North State Promise, mm-hmm. that if you're going to Shasta College and you do your 2 years there, you can go right over to Simpson University and automatically get half of your tuition written off.
Exactly. We want local graduates in the North
sure.
State to come to Simpson.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about – what's the biggest – I mean, your most successful recruiting strategy for people?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of –
And then
of,
I'm going to ask you, what doesn't work?
That's a great question. I think in any time you're trying to – sell something or recruit something,
mm-hmm.
You have to be able to really articulate the value of whatever you're trying to give to someone. And so because we have a staff at Simpson that values Christian higher education and an academic profile that's going to set them up for success. We're able to articulate that clearly to students. So a lot of our success can come in maybe travel. We do a lot of travel to college fairs around the North State as well as Southern California as well. And also our athletic programs as well have a lot to do with some of the enrollment growth that we've had in the past few years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing, mm-hmm. being up here for that. I was just thinking about that. The I always say this. I say it to the sheriff and the chief, and I say it to Simpson, that you all need to send somebody like you down to the transition program that mm-hmm. the U.S. Marine Corps has, but BLA Air Force has it too, so it's right down the road. Because they'll go through 2 weeks of transition, and they get classes and all that, that somebody your age going down there and telling them why Simpson, because there's a lot of Christians in the Marine Corps mm-hmm. and the Army and Navy. That may be something they're looking for because they've got the GI Bill.
Yeah.
And how you've got a veterans, you know, support group, that you've got people there to help them with all the paperwork. And if you like hunting, fishing, the Lord, not necessarily in that order, outdoors, this may be a great place for you to go.
100%. And even yeah. we also have what we like to call the yellow ribbon mm-hmm. for veterans who are coming out of things such as this. And mm-hmm. it basically makes the cost close to none. And we've got a great veteran success center where they can talk to
now,
as well.
And they need to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you want to build up your number. I think you've got like 100 veterans and their families mm-hmm. that are involved, and you want to make it. You want to double that number. And I think if you try that sometime going down, you could try Beale because that's close,
mm-hmm.
or make a little bit longer trip down because you've got a couple bases down there in Sacramento. Yeah, that to have somebody young there saying this is the advantages of going to Simpson
mm-hmm.
and living in Shasta County.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, especially if I think Simpson is starting to talk about having a law enforcement or is not.
We do have a criminal justice.
Criminal justice.
So you can go into law enforcement with that degree, but you uh-huh. can find that in our degree completion major if you're an adult and you're looking to complete your degree, but also yeah. in the undergraduate space as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So because, a lot of military, that would appeal to them, I think. But, again, I hate to think is that there's this huge demographic out there that we aren't talking to directly, mm-hmm. but I'm sure y'all are all over that. Okay, so what's the hardest part? I mean, talking about something, because you obviously believe in coming to Simpson's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your biggest, obstacle that you have to overcome when
yeah.
you're talking to people?
Yeah, I think the biggest obstacle is, I'm sure you guys know, there's been a lot of, let's say, skepticism in the value of a degree of higher education, mm-hmm. just due to a lot of the things that have happened in the political climate across the nation. A lot of families are considering other options. And so because we value a degree from Simpson, because we've got to express to families that, hey, this isn't your student's not going to go to college and abandon their faith like maybe at a public university or find some groups mm-hmm. that they may not be able to get into, but they're going to come to Simpson and they're also going to grow not only academically but spiritually as well with 14-to-1 classroom to teacher ratios where they can actually know the professor's name rather than being in a not set up for success in a class of 300.
I've been in those before.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I was in a class that big. Maybe not 300, maybe it was 100 and something. And, you felt cataloged.
100%. Yeah.
And, I use that as an excuse not to go to class. Oh, I'm just another number here. I'm just another number when in reality I just want to ride my motorcycle. I think that is important. But that is also, Christian, they're going to make us do all these things.
Mm.
And, we're going to have to, walk on our knees to the chapel. And, it's not like that.
Yeah. No, not at all.
It's not like
no.
that. That you don't even have to go to church.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, we don't require
you don't
students
require people
to go to church. No,
yeah.
we can't do that. But we
yeah.
do give them extra spiritual development points. And we do have chapel services every Wednesday and Friday
okay.
at the school, yes.
Which I'm sure are being used a lot.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to get at is you're getting a great education, small classes, a variety of majors out there now.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't used to be there. And, advanced in your nursing, the new STEM is it STEM building or science, technology, engineering?
Yeah, business, technology. There'll also be some STEM stuff going in there. Yeah. You ought to go over there and see the building itself. They're making quite a bit of progress. I'm really impressed.
I was there the other day when they were putting walls up and all that, and because part of it's going to be the Veterans Center there, too.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Jordan Newell. He's the Assistant Director of Traditional Undergraduate Admissions, and we're talking about recruiting people, and that Simpson has grown over the last 5 years, 25%, when other universities and colleges' enrollments not only are dropping, but you're saying there's like one college or university closes every month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay. Sad.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. They do paint the walls, so it's always nice and clean in there. And they do have the jackalope. If you've never seen a jackalope, go on in there. They've got it right there. They got the story behind the jackalope. But here's the big thing. They give great haircuts. I've been going there since I moved to Redding many years ago. Never had a bad haircut. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment and roll in, get my haircut, and then I can leave or I can hang around. It's a great place. Tim and Logan are great young men and give super haircuts. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Simpson University.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best health care partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Don't miss Memory Lane's Timeless Treasures parking lot sale this Saturday. Rock bottom prices in the parking lot and 10, 20, up to 50% off in different areas in the store. Antiques, furniture, military, hunting and fishing, jewelry, home decor, clothing, knives, lamps, and so much more. Saturday the 14th, 9 to 2 at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. You'll love it.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here, What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio in downtown Reading, and we're playing Beach Boys because Brian Wilson passed. Frankly, I was, you know, that he's had a hard life, but what a brilliant, brilliant musician. And you know, today Beach Boys are a lot of younger people. I don't even know if they still listen, but maybe they do. But Be True to Your School, you know, 409, you know, Car, you know, and, you know, Surfing, which was huge, absolutely huge back in the 60s. The Beatles said that the Beach Boys were one of some of their inspirations. A lot of the different big, you know, ones that, the big names were inspired by the Beach Boys and how they put the music together and all this. So, but we're here, speaking of inspiring, we're here with Simpson University. And we're here with Jordan Newell, and he is the Assistant Director of Traditional Understudies. Simpson has really exploded when it comes to athletics over the last, three, four years?
Yeah.
5 years?
Yeah, really since Dr. Hall.
Since Dr. Hall came, mm-hmm. Right. First thing you started was the bass team. And frankly, I went, a bass team? Well, first of all, it's less people, less expense. So I can understand that. But he saw that this could be a huge recruiting thing. And now, if I understand right, the bass team has got national level sponsors, including mm-hmm. Black Bear Diner.
I know. Yeah, it's right.
Yeah, because I tell you, Bruce Dean loves to fish for bass. And so, but that was the first one he brought on. But since then, y'all have exploded.
Literally exploded. Yeah, and the bass fishing team is doing great, by the way. Best in the West.
Best in the West.
They went to Tennessee for a tournament this year.
Yeah.
Came back with all sorts of accolades. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, and they're bass fishermen back there in Tennessee. Those people are, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, those places down there. You know, 20-pound bass is...
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's too big. But 15-pound bass, you can find in a lot of lakes.
My dad's a huge fisherman back in Mississippi, so he's always on his boat.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that started it, and then now there's what?
Yeah, we got football, which is obviously going into our second year of the program in the Frontier Conference. We're excited for a full season in a conference.
Frontier Conference is not an easy conference either.
Not at all.
By the way.
Not at all. As far as NAIA, which is the affiliate that we're with, this is the best football conference there is in the NAIA.
Okay.
And so for us to come in the second year, it's a big deal.
Well, the first year was a learning year. And if you can keep the players after the first year, which is always, always hard.
Yeah.
Because, you're playing against other people that have had football programs for decades.
Yeah. And just like anything, you know, when you're starting something new, you got to start from the ground up. And, what Sean and his coaching staff has brought to the table is huge for Simpson. And we're excited to see, the second year of the football program.
Now, how many, home games we have in this year? Do you know?
I don't know exactly. I would have to ask. I think it's, maybe six. I could be wrong about that.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Don't quote me on that one.
No. Last year was the, introductory year.
Yeah.
Last year was the introductory year, I think. So this year counts.
This year counts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Yeah, they were. I think they were just lulling everybody into this sense of false confidence that they're going to come out now this year and just
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Of course, baseball has always been big.
Baseball's been big.
Basketball, women's softball. Y'all had the, you know, the national champions one year. Well, what are, you know, I think there's, what, cheerleading?
Cheerleading. We just are launching dance this year as well. Launching beach volleyball as well. We've got obviously indoor men and women's as well. Men and women's wrestling. We've got 21 sports at Simpson that people can take part of.
Wow.
Yeah.
And for every athlete, student athlete, it says you bring on another 1.5 people. Is that, did you ever hear that?
Oh, I didn't hear that stat. No.
Ask Dr. Haller, one of the people that supposedly for every athlete you get on there, you get another 1.5 that come. Like, and I've said this before on the air that my granddaughter who went to New Mexico State, she wanted to go to a university to have that, the whole enchilada. Mm-hmm. She wanted football, basketball. She wanted to be able to go to the games. You know, she wanted good education and all this, but she wanted that atmosphere and to have that whole experience. Mm-hmm. And that's what Simpson is offering now.
Yeah.
Instead of being a small, quiet university, now you've got athletics of you know, you had an Olympic tryout from one of your swimmers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, these things bring in other people too. It's more than just the education for a lot of people. It's the social part too.
100%. I mean, we're talking about 3 CalPAC championships last year.
Wow.
In 3 different sports. So, it's definitely exciting stuff happening at Simpson.
Women's wrestling. Mm-hmm. Never even, I mean, I knew about women's wrestling, but at the collegiate level.
It's huge.
It is.
Yeah, it's huge, especially in the state of California.
Oh, and you started in another one. A flag football.
Yes, women's flag football. Shout out to women's flag football.
This is getting really big in high schools, but I think Simpson is one of the only universities in California that's actually having a college level team.
Yeah, I mean, we are launching flag football this year. One of the first, honestly, in colleges in the West to do it, especially in the North State.
Yep.
So if you're a high school girl and you like football, you watch it with your dad, you know, maybe you haven't even had experience before, we'd love to talk to you about joining the team.
Yeah, if you're a soccer player or something like that, means you're quick, you're not afraid to get bounced around a little bit, this may be something you want. So, see, all of this, that you're kind of escalating on all fronts as I look at it. And then the academics. Your academics, what are some of your undergraduate courses that you're running out there now?
Yeah, so we have about 25 undergraduate majors. A lot of those include business, psychology, kinesiology. We've got engineering up and coming. We've got the new building going in, obviously. And then one of our most prestigious, as everybody knows, is our nursing program as well. So we've got lots of variety of options for students to choose from.
Did I hear maybe something about flying?
Yeah, aviation.
Aviation
is something that Dr. Hall is very passionate about, and we're in the works of working out some agreements to get that going. I'm not at liberty to not necessarily explain all those things, but aviation is going to come to Simpson University one day. So if you want to fly, if you want to be a pilot, obviously there's a national shortage of pilots.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to get you here since the next coming years.
We have close friends whose daughter went through aviation down in Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
And,
down in Texas.
Yeah, and became a multi-engine pilot was getting her ready to, you know, go into the commercial. Then she met this Air Force fighter job. So her flying plans have been kind of put back on because they just had their second child. So, but that's where she loved to fly.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be able to do that for people here. They can get an aviation undergraduate right here. And our pilot's license, and who knows.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Okay, I've got like 2 minutes before the break, and so I got to throw this out there. Rodeo team.
Rodeo team.
You need a rodeo team out there. I mean, this is rodeo country.
It is. Here. I mean, we've got Red Bluff right in here. It's been going on for years.
You got Cottonwood. You got E.C. Zapata, who's running rodeos on a regular basis around here. But this is, you know, that's a real recruiter for a lot of young people in the West and Southwest. Well, from all over, really.
Yeah, and rodeo is not, it's It's definitely it's not shy in the North State. It's on Dr. Hall's radar.
I know it's because sure. Every time I see him, I go, "So how are we doing with that rodeo team?" Because we have facilities around here.
Oh yeah, it's definitely not a lack of facilities to do it in. That's for sure. So I wouldn't be surprised in the next couple of years we get that going.
At least take a look at it. Yeah, and but it's another sport that I think would fit in very well with the ambiance of our community, mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah, I'm here with Jordan. I'll be okay. Jordan Newell, and he's the assistant director of traditional undergrads. He's out there recruiting. We've learned that that Simpson has grown 25% over the last 5 years. You know, that is absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't begin to tell people how huge that is. I had somebody at a dinner tell me, "Oh, you know what? You know their enrollment's declining. They did blah blah blah, blah blah," and I went, "Oh no." No, because I am on the Citizens Advisory panel or whatever you call it out there and have been for a long time. So, I mean, it may be at one time we could say that, but when I told them it was growing, and I think I told them at 20%, so now it's 25, they were pleasantly surprised to hear that. I said, "You're getting old information. You need to go out and talk to somebody or attend one of these meetings," because we can invite anybody to the meetings. Mm-hmm. And you know, be educated on just everything that Simpson's doing for our community.
Yeah. I don't know who's that guy talking to, but we are definitely growing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Thursday, the 12th of June, 8:50 in the morning. And thanks for being with us today. It's going to be about 94 today, and tomorrow, 89. So that's what it says. We'll see. We're going to have this kind of weather, low 90, 92, until next Tuesday, where it hops up to 97, and then Wednesday, triple digits. So enjoy the cool weather. Brought to you by, Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Jordan Newell, who is the Assistant Director of Traditional Undergraduates Recruitment. And we're talking about how Simpson has grown when other major colleges and universities enrollment has dropped. The fact that they've exploded when it comes to athletic teams. They've had, would you say, three CalPAC championships. CalPAC championships.
Yep.
They've got, of course, football going. This is their first real official year in the Frontier League.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts, they're going to have probably six home games. And there's always fun to tailgate. They're tailgating just a little bit different out there. No booth. But you can do everything else. You
know, everything else.
Barbecuing,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff. Beach volleyball, as one of the new, teams that are starting. When you're talking to somebody, are you talking to them and their parents?
You know, we're mostly talking with the student, I would say, mm-hmm. although it really just depends on that individual's kind of college search process journey and how involved they want their parent.
Mm-hmm.
So we do talk to the parents, but mainly we are talking to the kid most of the time.
Okay. And how do you do that? Do you go to high schools and stuff like that?
Yeah, you'll find us at any of your local high schools. You know, we do classroom presentations, but also college fairs all around the state.
Okay.
And so that's kind of a lot of times where people hear of us for the first time is maybe college fair, or maybe they're from the North State already and they know about us.
How far do you travel?
Yeah, so we do lots of travel, primarily in the fall. We do the whole state of California, so anywhere from L.A., Fresno, Bakersfield, all the way down to the San Diego Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do some travel in Oregon. Also, Hawaii is a big state for us. We go to Hawaii.
Yeah, you know what? You do have a lot of Hawaiian students.
It's interesting. We've got a pipe funnel
I went
there.
To Central Washington College. It's a university now. But we had a large contingent of Hawaiians, and I never thought about it then, but we just did.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got other Pacific Islanders out there that are probably also coming. The you know what your percentage is of foreign to
American? A great question. We have over 50 international students at Simpson from over 26 different countries. So I don't know what percentage that is exactly,
but
it's a
lot.
50,
and did they have problems here?
You know, just like anyone, you're going to run into a few different issues when it goes to go into a different culture, a different country.
Yeah.
We find that when they get here to Simpson, if we're truly investing in them, we actually have a new director of international relations that's fully dedicated to sewing into these students, that we'll be able to retain them because of the care and the joy that they feel.
They get mentors, I'm sure, and you make them feel members of the community and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. We even had one one student from Southeast Asia last year come, was not a Christian, but got baptized this last fall. So that's definitely a success story at Simpson.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where was he from?
Nepal.
Nepal. Wow.
Yeah.
Does he wear those little Nepal hats?
I don't think so.
Does he have a little prayer wheel?
I don't think so, but that's just, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm just wondering. And the, so you travel all through California, parts of Oregon. Do you ever go to Nevada and those kind of places or not?
We haven't reached out that far yet. Yeah, not reached out that far yet. We do play a lot of sports in Arizona. Oh. So we go down there for athletic events because they got Arizona Christian down there and a couple other schools, I think.
Sure.
But, yeah, we do also do some outreach. We're going to – we'll be in Indiana this summer as a team at the LIFE Conference for the Christian Missionary Alliance. So we're excited to go in July. So that will be the farthest I've gone for Simpson.
Now you got to get down to the military bases. I've already told you how to do it, who to get a hold of.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get down there. You know, just try it. See what happens.
Why not?
Yeah, what if you get two or three?
It's worth it.
Because, well, they've got their college paid for. And they probably got other programs that will be helping the military through there and paying, you know, military get paid. And if they're married, they get more money and they can come through and matriculate through there. And it's, I just think it's another part of our society that needs to have just a little more, you know, send down your veteran service officer down there.
Yeah, Andrew.
Send Andrew with you. Yeah, you can talk to him.
Yeah, because they still know the options. We just got to tell them we're an option.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where do you see, in your opinion, I mean, you're not the one that drives the train, but where do you see Simpson going?
Yeah, so I would say programs go. Obviously, we're building our $7-8 million business technology building, so you can be expecting that at Simpson. And so our goal is actually to increase enrollment to over 1,000 undergraduate students.
Okay.
Right now, we've got about 1,000 total, but only about 700 undergraduates, so as an admissions team. I think you're going to see students start to flood to Simpson with some of the new opportunities that we have, including the North State Promise.
Well, we discussed the we also discussed building that new football stadium.
Yeah.
And then the discussion went among us in the advisory board. Should it be that enclosed place?
The bubble thing.
I don't know the facility, or should it be a regular football field? And there was some spirited discussion going on there that, no, you need something. You can put a track around it, a full-size track, and do other things on it. But then again, you've got the this place could also be used by much of Reading for indoor events. And, you know, it's air conditioned, climate controlled.
Yeah.
So I mean, it wasn't a bad. I mean, it was good discussion. So I don't know if they came up to something.
They have renderings of both the outdoor and the indoor.
One is a lot less expensive than the other. That's the other thing. The outdoor is a lot less expensive.
Exactly.
And but yeah, it's still. Yeah, several million. Okay, so Simpson is poised to the next 10 years to grow to over 1,000 undergraduates, and you have continuing education going on all the time too.
Yeah, so we do have. I've obviously been talking about undergraduate because that's primarily my role.
That's what you do.
But we provide. Provide for the needs of the North State with our degree completion program in many ways. So our degree completion program is built for adults who may have kind of ran into maybe being a parent or you know had to quit college to pay the bills or whatever that situation is. You can actually come into Simpson and complete your degree at 12 to 18 months with the degree completion program.
In the evenings.
Online,
and all that. Yeah,
with many degree options. And so if you're wondering, you know, if this is affordable, if there's the time for it, I think we can make it happen for you.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, a lot of information coming out today.
Yeah.
We will archive the show at about 9:05, and you can pass this on to your rest of your family if they didn't hear it. So how good you did today.
Well, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You've lost a little bit of that Mississippi.
Yes, I have. And you know, when I do stuff
every so
like
often
this,
it slides in.
Yeah, it slides in there. You got to hear my wife.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's with the one with the strong accent. She's from a small town, or I'm from a bigger town.
Yeah,
and that's when it really comes out.
Mine would, because I was raised a lot of time, a lot of the time, years I was raised in the South, and it pretty much goes away. But when my mother's alive, and we go back to North Carolina, she'd just say like three words, and I'd be right back. You know, let me carry you down there. You
yeah.
know, instead of let me give you a ride, let me carry you. If somebody carried me down to the store. Yeah, give you a ride, Mom. Yeah, it comes back.
Oh,
as soon as you cross the state line, even mm-hmm. if you're flying. Well, y'all, maybe we'll have possum tonight.
Possum. That's
Did
funny.
You ever have possum?
I never had possum, but I've had squirrel.
Oh, yeah, squirrel. Rabbit.
Lots of liver, if you're into that.
Oh, no. Nope. Nah.
I'm into it. Fried chicken liver. You got to try it.
That sound was like a cat throwing up a hairball. It was me and liver. How about your wife? Does she, she's from a small town in Mississippi?
Yeah, she's from a small town in Mississippi. Her name's Hannah. Shout out to her. Love of my life.
There you go. Yeah. Is Hannah listening right now?
She is listening. I told her what station to listen to.
Hey, good. Okay. Yeah, sometime, give me a call sometime, Hannah, so I can hear that southern accent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, hey, thanks a lot, Jordan, for being with us today. And tomorrow, let me see, Patrick Gorman, and we've got North State Giving will be with us tomorrow. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta Ready, Medical Center.